They do not have a lack of religion. They have a lack of sincere worship, sincere love for God. And so don't fall under the trap that merely coming to church, or merely giving some money to the church, or merely reading your Bible a couple minutes a day, that in and of itself is following God. That could just be checking a box. But rather, your heart. Rather, God wants someone who's sincere and worships Him in spirit and in truth. That's what was missing with God's people. And that's why God judged them and was getting ready to judge them. It's because they did not have sincerity of heart. And that's what we should be aiming for. Okay? But let's not forget the big idea in this, brothers and sisters. Okay? And that is that God displays mercy, amazing mercy, in delaying His judgment until His appointed time has reached. And right now, we're in that limbo stage. Okay? What do I mean by that? Christ has come. Okay? Christ has risen, ascended up into heaven. Christ preached and taught that there is going to be a time when He comes back. So we're right in the middle here. Somewhere in the middle. Alright? But we know that there's going to be a time. We know that there's going to be a time when He comes back. So what is God doing in this limbo period? He's delaying that period of judgment so more and more people can be saved. He's waiting for more and more people to come on in the kingdom, receive the salvation of Jesus Christ, getting right with God today. But at some point, yet future, that will cease. That will wrap up. The alarm clock will go off, and the time of judgment will begin. So, now is the time of salvation. Now is the day of redemption. Seek Him today, seek Him now, so that when that appointed time does come, you're ready. It's a time of joy, it's a time of peace, and it's a time of confidence that you know without a shadow of a doubt that when Christ comes back, you're ready. You're ready. And to usher in the new heavens and the new earth, you have no fear. And you can have all of that through faith and repentance in Jesus Christ. He will forgive you. He will lavish you with salvation. He will cleanse you of a guilty conscience. And He will make you right standing before God for that day when it comes. So may that be our hope as believers. And may we be diligent to share this with others, to see them get right for that day. Let's take a moment to pray. Father, thank You for this brief time in Your Word this morning. I hope, Lord God, that all of us, including myself, were encouraged and challenged, that we might just take away one thing this week that we can apply to our lives, and Lord God, that we can draw closer to You, Lord. Thank You. Thank You for delaying Your judgment. Thank You for waiting to come back to save a sinner like me. I don't deserve that mercy. I'm not obligated that mercy, but yet You chose to give it all the more. And so, Lord, I pray that we would be all the more diligent, Lord God, to share Your mercy with others and to see others join in this great salvation that You've given us through Your Son. And so, Lord, thank You. Bless us this week. Keep us safe. Keep us healthy. Heal us, oh God, and help us to rely on You moment by moment for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.